This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. My name is Tanya Friedman, and I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Kinetics USA. We help healthcare organizations all over the U.S. with the global nursing shortage by bringing in internationally educated nurses. I have with me today Rochelle. Rochelle is from IPOS. Hi, Rochelle. Welcome.
Hello, Tanya. Good evening, everyone, and to all our audience as well. Good evening.
Thank you for joining us, Rochelle. I also have Jean. Welcome, Jean.
Hello. Good morning, Tanya.
Hi. The royal wave. Jean always gives us the royal wave on all our shows. Today, the topic is how to go about applying for the NCLEX exam. And we have the experts who are going to be telling us everything that we need to know about how to apply for the NCLEX. For those of you who are watching in your home country, who always wanted to come to America, watched American movies, dreamed of coming to America, and really just don't know where to start. It just seems so complicated, so overwhelming. We're going to break it down for you today. And okay, so let's get started. Rochelle, let's start with you. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay, thank you, Tanya. Thank you for this opportunity, by the way. I'm Rachel. I'm actually a registered nurse as well. I was able to pass the NCLEX last 2016. I had my license through Texas Board of Nursing, and we were able to endorse it to New York and as well as to Tennessee Board of Nursing. So right now I am busy with Jean on managing our business in IFAS together with our team as well. So thank you very much for inviting us, Tanya.
Okay, so Rochelle is not just an expert, but she has also lived the experience herself and gone through the process as a nurse, getting that first application into the nursing board and passing her exam. So congratulations, Rochelle, on getting to that point. And thank you for sharing your expertise, because this is really the starting block. This is the first step for any nurse who wants to come to America. Jean, do you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. For those who doesn't know me, I'm Jean Jason Olivar Jimenez. I live here in Texas. I've been here for 3 years. I came here in the United States in 2006. I passed my NCLEX exam on 2005 or 2004 with the help of the agency. Everything is free, and it was a fast process. So it's like 9 months, and then I flew here in United States. I live in Michigan for 7 years, and then I transferred here in Texas. So now Rachel and me have this processing agency in the Philippines, and I'm the one who troubleshoot everything that I need to fix, any problems in your NCLEX. If I need to call CGFNS, I call CGFNS almost every day. So all the representatives in CGFNS knows me. So any problems with the NCLEX, we are your
go-to people.
Go-to people, yes.
And I love, Jean, that you've also been through this process yourself personally, that you know how difficult it is, how stressful it can be, how confusing it can be. So it's great that you have that expertise, but also that you've lived that experience as well, and that you're now living your American dream. Let's start with the basics, Rochelle and Jean. What is the NCLEX? Rochelle, do you want to maybe take that question? What does it stand for, NCLEX?
NCLEX is like It's like here, if you are here in the Philippines, it's like a Philippine licensure examination. But in the USA, it's their licensure examination. It's like their board examination. So any nurse who wants to practice nursing in the USA must be able to pass their NCLEX so that they can have their license in the USA and they will be authorized to practice as a nurse.
Okay, so that's a clear explanation. If you want to come and live and work in the US as a nurse, you have to pass the NCLEX exam. There's just really no way about that. Jean, who is qualified to take the NCLEX?
Those who are qualified, those nurses who not, it's not, for those nurses who graduated in the Philippines, so we are all like BSN, right? But for those who did not take the NLE, you can still apply in the states that doesn't need the license in the Philippines, like New York Board of Nursing. You don't need to be a registered nurse in the Philippines. Hawaii Board doesn't need Hawaii also. Florida also. I think that's the most states that does not need that's what we do to pass NLE in the Philippines. So, and so any other state you can apply NCLEX as long as you have you graduated in a nursing program.
Okay.
And so, those who are like foreign, like graduate of like 2 years degree, even those nurses like the Pakistani, Indian, any other nurses who have, they need to have their credentials evaluated first. Like in the CGFNS, everything has to be evaluated. And also, if they apply in New York Board of Nursing, we have to have their credentials evaluated first in the comparative department. So even if you graduated in just 2 years degree, but if it is comparable to the US standards, then you can take the NCLEX.
Okay, so it sounds like the first step is the evaluation of your current education in your home country, correct? But does a nurse need to have experience as an RN? Do you have to have your bachelor's? I understand everyone's got to be evaluated and that will be on a case-by-case basis, but like as a general rule, do nurses need to have that?
Well, actually, it's not a requirement that a nurse should have an experience, because what they are just going to check on for the nurse credentials will be if it's comparative to the U.S. standards. So it's not a requirement at all that the nurse should be able to have their experience. So even if they just graduated nursing, even they don't have any clinical experience or in whatever department it is, then they are eligible to apply for the NCLEX.
Okay, so in other words, according to the experts, everybody, even if you don't have experience, even if you don't have your bachelor's, your case would need to be evaluated to see if you would be eligible based on your background and education, but probably you can apply. And is that a correct statement?
There is also a state that needs experience. It's like Texas. The requirement for Texas is that you have to have an experience as a nurse within the past 4 years, or if you don't have experience, you graduated as a nurse within the past 4 years. So Texas is kind of like there are qualifications to take the NCLEX in Texas board.
Okay. So Jean, are you saying then that some states might require experience, some don't? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where it's really helpful to have experts like IPASS that can help you to evaluate that and look at your specific background and see if that could be a fit. Just to finish off about the NCLEX, I have a question that was sent to me privately asking, I heard that you can take the NCLEX now in the US, Canada, and Australia. Is it the same NCLEX?
Yes, I will take that question. It's the same NCLEX that you are going to take. So if ever, the good thing that if ever that you will be able to pass this certain examination, say for example, if you are going to choose the NCLEX USA, then you don't need to sit anymore for the NCLEX Canada as well as NCLEX Australia. So you can be exempted for their NCLEX, so say if you want to go to Australia first, or if you are planning to go to Canada, there are still a certain process, there's still certain credential evaluation that they are going to take, but part of the process is that the nurse should have the NCLEX. So during that time, then the nurse can be able to submit their NCLEX result, and so you don't need to sit for the NCLEX Canada anymore because you already passed the NCLEX. So it's basically the same.
Okay, so it's the same. So even, for example, Rochelle, if I'm a nurse that's currently sitting in Canada or Australia and I've just maybe, you know, written my local boards and I want to take the NCLEX exam, if I take the NCLEX for Canada or for Australia, it's the same thing then as taking the US NCLEX. So if I, for example, take the NCLEX in Canada and I decide I want to work in California, I can do that. Is that correct?
Yes. There's just a process that's called license endorsement after, mm-hmm. because, of course, you don't have the license yet. So if you are licensed in Canada, then if you plan of going to the USA, then there should be a license endorsement that should take place.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying that. All right, Jean, before we start talking about the logistics of how somebody would actually go about applying for the NCLEX, can you explain the difference for nurses? What is the difference between the NCLEX exam and the CGFNS exam? Because, and this is not to be confused with the CGFNS organization. What is the difference between those two?
The CGFNS qualifying exam. So we have the credentialing agency here in the USA. It's the CGFNS. So that is the credentialing agency. There are other agencies like the ARES, IERF, Joseph and Silley. So those are credentialing agencies. But if you want to take the CGFNS qualifying exam, that is a different service of the CGFNS. Like there are states that require CGFNS qualifying exam, like the Michigan. So before you can take the NCLEX through Michigan Board of Nursing, you need to pass the CGFNS qualifying exam. You need to pass the English test like the IELTS. So you pair the CGFNS qualifying exam with the English language test, and then you get the CGFNS certificate. So if you plan to take the NCLEX through Michigan Board of Nursing, you have to go through that process and submit also that CGFNS certificate. And also, Wisconsin needs CGFNS qualifying exam for NCLEX. Yes. Yeah. So it's a different. So the CGFNS qualifying exam is the exam that you will take for those states that needs that CGFNS exam per se.
Okay. All right. So, and I remember when I started doing this, how many years ago, like almost 15 years ago, nurses couldn't take the NCLEX. They couldn't write the NCLEX outside of the US. They had to fly to America to do it. And that's when many nurses were actually also taking the CGFNS exam. So, you know, things have also changed. But as Jean says, there are some states that will still require that for endorsement.
Like long time ago, during my time, like in 2005, 2006, before you take the NCLEX, you have to take the CGFNS qualifying exam. But now, you don't need to take the CGFNS qualifying exam just to take the NCLEX.
Okay, great. So thank you for clarifying that, because that's a question that we often get is what is the difference and why is it set up like that with the two different exams?
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com jeanhoys.com/application. On with the show.
So let's talk a little bit about the logistics. Like, how does it actually practically work? How many times can I write the NCLEX exam? I know with the CGFNS, it is limited to certain times. Rochelle?
So there are boards of nursing wherein you can sit for the NCLEX unlimited days. But there are also boards of nursing wherein there is a limitation. Say, for example, through Texas Board of Nursing, you can have unlimited days within 4 years span of time, which means to say that you can have as much as many takes if you are not successful in your first examination, but it should be within 4 years span of time. And for Illinois Board of Nursing as well, you should be able to pass your NCLEX within 3 years span of time. But with New York Board of Nursing, you can have unlimited takes. So as long as you were not able to pass it yet and you are still willing to sit for the examination, then you can freely go through the process again and then sit for the examination so that you will be able to pass your NCLEX. So it varies. It depends on which board of nursing.
Okay. So that's where the experts come in. Rochelle and Jean from IPASS, who are experts in this field, because every state is not the same. So there are some specific differences with the different states. And that's something that, you know, might be difficult for a nurse that's sitting outside the country to know. And we have a question asking, does the NCLEX score expire? How long is it valid, Jean?
It does not expire, actually. If you pass NCLEX, that is like for life. You don't, if you pass it once, you don't retake it. Unless there are like, I know one board of nursing, like the Connecticut Board of Nursing, if you pass the NCLEX but you don't renew it for like 5 years and you don't have experience within 5 years time, then you will retake the NCLEX. So there are certain states has different policies. In Illinois Board of Nursing, if you pass the NCLEX, you have to have the license, you have to apply the license within 1 year time. There are cases also that even if the nurse has passed the NCLEX and she was not able to get the license, there was a consideration during the pandemic time that the license was still issued. But it is very important that if you pass NCLEX through Illinois Board of Nursing, you have to apply the license within 1 year, or else you may retake the NCLEX.
Okay. Wow. That I did not know that. So that's really important information for anyone taking through Illinois. Is there like, like with the CGFNS exam, you can only take it 4 times a year. You've got to book for it ahead of time. Can you speak a little bit about the process of how often you can take the test? Like, can you take it at any time, or is there only set times a year with the CG, like the CGFNS exam?
For CGFNS qualifying exam, CGFNS has certain like cut off dates that you need to submit the requirements. So like it's example only in March. If you submitted the requirements within the cutoff time, then you can take the CGFNS qualifying exam on March, and then the next time will be like July, or the next time will be September, and the next will be like December. So if CGFNS qualifying exam has there's time limit, like you have to submit everything, and then you have they have a certain time frame that you need to take the exam. But for NCLEX, there is no you can take it anytime, like every day or not every day, like some months there is no open slot on Saturday or Sunday, but all throughout the year, every week days all throughout the year, if it is available, then you can take it.
So there's no restrictions like the CGFNS exam. So where can I actually write the NCLEX exam? Which countries are available to write the exam. If I don't live near a testing center, what do I do? When I started doing this years ago, you could only write it in the US, as I said, but right now there are testing centers all over the world. And so, Rochelle, if somebody doesn't live in one of these countries, so they live in, you know, for example, in Nigeria or something like that, what would they do about writing the NCLEX exam?
So commonly this applies to the nurses who are currently staying in the Middle East or are working in the Middle East. They actually ask us if where can they sit for the examination since there's no testing center in the Middle East. So you basically have to go to the country wherein there is a testing center. So if you are able to go to the USA, then every state has its Pearson view and you can choose any state that you want to sit for the examination. And if you are not able to go to the USA, then you can go to the Philippines or you can also go to Taiwan, to Hong Kong as well. There's none in Singapore. And you can also go to India. So these are the countries, as you can see here in your screen, these are the countries where you can go to. So if your country doesn't have the Pearson View Testing Center, then you really have to go where there is a testing center to sit for the NCLEX.
Okay, so thank you for that. And the exciting thing is that the Pearson View are adding testing centers. I mean, just recently, Turkey came on board. It wasn't that long ago that Brazil and South Africa, my home country, were added. So it's exciting to see that more and more countries are starting to get that testing center venue, and hopefully that will make it easier for a lot of international nurses. And how long should I study before I take the NCLEX exam? And if I'm interested, should I actually apply right now, even if I haven't started studying? Jean?
Yes, you can apply now, and then because the process will take long, like Texas or Illinois board, it takes like 5 to 6 months to have you get approved. And in New York right now, there's a lot of applications that were lost in New York Board of Nursing. So that's why the approval is kind of late now. It will take like probably 8 to 9 months to have an approval. So when right now, if you have not started yet, it is high time that you can start the application and then you can study as soon as possible, like tomorrow or next day, you can start studying by your own. Yes, that's it.
Okay. So, Jean, sorry, Rochelle, did you have something to add?
Yeah, I'd like to add into that as well. So definitely the right thing that should be done by the nurse is to first apply for the NCLEX, because as what Jean said, it takes time for it to be approved. And then the moment that you are already approved, then you can say to yourself that you are already ready, provided that you have already started reviewing. And for us in IPAS, we have the online NCLEX review program as well. So wherein we also have the sponsored candidates of Kinetics for their NCLEX sponsorship program. So you basically have to start with your NCLEX first, and then you can already start studying or you can enroll to a certain review center for your online review program. So that the moment that you are already approved for the NCLEX, then you can already sit for the NCLEX as well.
Okay. So this is very important. If you have not started this process, then it's important to start the application for the NCLEX, because what some people do is they will start studying and then when they're kind of getting towards the end of their studying program, then they apply for the NCLEX. But as both Jean and Rochelle has said, the waiting time to get the ATT, the authorization to test, is taking longer and longer as many more people come on board and try and write the NCLEX exam. So start that process when you actually start your study program. Jean, I noticed that you speak a little bit more about, like you've spoken about New York, you've spoken about Illinois, you've spoken about Texas, some of the states where international nurses will commonly apply for the to write the NCLEX exam. Why cannot an international nurse not apply to just any board? What's the reason for that?
There are certain requirements in other board of nursing, like in California board, you cannot apply in California unless you have a social security number. In Florida board of nursing, you can take the NCLEX, but your license will not be issued unless you have social security number. Same is true with Hawaii board of nursing. You can take the NCLEX, but your license will not be issued. So Virginia, Kentucky. So those states, you can take the NCLEX, but then your license will not be issued unless you have a social security number. So I want to throw back the question to you, Tanya. Like, so those nurses who does not have an active license, is it possible for your company to process or initiate the EB3 application without an active license?
Yes, correct. Because the way that we do it on the EB3 green card is there's certain criteria in the prevailing wage, which is the first step of the green card process. But the answer to that is yes, Jean, because we have employers all over the US, even if it's a state where you cannot actually, as an international nurse, write the NCLEX through, for example, because of the social security issue, like, for example, California. In fact, when I started doing this years ago, California was the best state to work with. But, you know, states also sometimes change their policy, and now you need Social Security to write the NCLEX for California. So what our team does is that we will help nurses with an endorsement. So that is a whole nother process, and we will be doing a show next year on endorsements and how that works, because it can be another layer of confusion for many international nurses. But really, at the end of the day, as long as the nurse can write through a nursing board and pass the NCLEX, we can help them. So that is where, as you know, as Gina and Rochelle have said, the most common boards are maybe boards like New York or Illinois or Texas. And if you want to go work in California, for example, we can do that. It's, you know, it's just a matter of navigating the process, but you're not alone, and we can help you with that roadmap.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.